Business, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Trump will convene his new cabinet this morning. Among those who will be at the table, Elon Musk, who is not a cabinet secretary, but is considered a special government employee as he continues his work with the Department of Government Efficiency. A step toward hitting President Trump's agenda goals was taken last night in the House of Representatives.
The House narrowly passed a Republican budget resolution, a critical first step toward enacting President Trump's legislative agenda. It's a big victory for House Speaker Mike Johnson, who managed to win over all but one of the GOP holdouts. The measure, still facing hesitant Republicans in the Senate, calls for $4.5 trillion in tax breaks and $2 trillion in spending cuts.
ABC's Andrew Dimbert. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky will be visiting the White House on Friday, as sources say a deal is in place to give the United States access to Ukraine's natural resources to compensate for the money and military support given to Ukraine throughout the war. This is ABC News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. The owner of a popular ski hill was arrested for allegedly assaulting a teenager. 39-year-old Nathaniel McGree owns Tyrol Basin in Mount Horeb. According to the Dane County Sheriff's Office, they responded to a 911 call about a distressed 17-year-old on Monday night. The teen said he went to Tyrol without buying a pass and was told to leave. He told deputies McGree and another employee chased after him and assaulted him. The sheriff's office says McGree demanded the teen pay $120, double the cost of a pass, and he did. McGree was arrested for disorderly conduct and child abuse. His first court appearance is today. And McFarland is one step closer to finding its next police chief. Former Chief Aaron Chapin resigned in October after leading the department for 3 years. The village board has narrowed it down to 4 candidates. They'll have a listening session with the community on March 3rd at the McFarland Municipal Center. And those same 4 candidates will have final interviews with the Police and Fire Commission on March 12th. And amid an immigration crackdown, the federal government will be creating a new field office in Wisconsin for Immigration and Customs Enforcement. Data reported by NBC News shows about 4,400 people were detained by ICE in the first 2 weeks of February, and 40% of them had no criminal record. ICE used to post daily detention data, but has stopped. Stuart J. Waddles has more about the plans for Milwaukee's Northwest Side.
Paperwork recently filed shows the federal government plans on bypassing local zoning regulations to move their downtown offices. The lease at that location is expiring. The move, according to Urban Milwaukee, has been in the works since spring of 2023. Despite opposition from local officials, the federal government can override local regulations, which leaves the city with limited options to stop the project.
That's Stuart J. Waddles reporting. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is 92.7 WMDX News.
The Packers in Indy. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports here at the NFL Scouting Combine, where over 300 of the top college football players are here to meet and work out for NFL teams. It's also a chance to meet with players' agents. But Packers GM Brian Gutekunst says he's focused on the draft.
For me, it's more about getting to know these college players and making sure that the time we spend, not only in the interviews, but watching them compete on the field, you know, the weigh-ins, just everything that they do here, just kind of immersing yourself in that to get to know these guys as well as you can. You don't have this opportunity again. This is kind of a 1 week. So to me, that's the priority.
College hoops. Wisconsin over Washington, 88-62. Marquette down Providence, 82-52. The Bucks losing to the Rockets in Houston by 3, 100-97.
We just didn't play right. They kept getting stops, but then we kept going down, turning the ball over and making bad plays on our own.
That's the Bucks' Doc Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
It is going to be mostly cloudy today with a high of 45 this afternoon. The wind out of the south becoming north by midday, 5 to 15. Tonight, 32. Tomorrow, a little breezy. Clouds in the morning, some sun in the afternoon, 42 the high. Then on Friday, partly cloudy and breezy with a high of 55. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp now 37.
I'm Earl Ingram, host of The Earl Ingram Show. We're celebrating Black History Month by sharing some powerful interviews and stories featuring Wisconsin's own trailblazers. We're also listening to you because conversations can make a difference.
It's got to be had, and we have to have it on a regular basis, not only on the air, but around the coffee table. I was more optimistic than before than I am now. America's taken a big backward step.
I do try to have that conversation about racial disparity and give small history lessons as much as I can.
Join us to continue the conversations as we stand together and learn together. And let's celebrate Black History Month every month. I'm Earl Ingram.
The Earl Ingram Show on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome actor Jamie McShane, one of the stars of the new season of 1923. And Madison-based film critic Rob Thomas joins with Oscar predictions. The night is basically already lit.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
A new choice. Madison's real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
So I wanna say thank you, 'cause it makes me that much stronger, makes me work a little bit harder, makes me that much wiser. Thanks for making me fighter.
If you could speak directly to Elon Musk, what would you say?
F*** off.
That's it.
We are all Jasmine Crockett this morning. Put that right in my veins. That's fantastic. Oh, and the snowflake clutching of pearls, Jody, is even better.
Yeah.
Right? Oh, there's the tape of Marjorie Taylor Greene calling Nancy Pelosi a bitch. Elon must call someone a retard every other day, mm-hmm. to the extent that disability groups are saying, please stop. Mm-hmm. Please spare me your
wheel. Yeah. Of right-wing hypocrites.
Oh. What was I going to say? Hold on. I'm back. No, Donald Trump calls someone a name every other day.
Yeah.
And by the way, the last time Elon Musk used the R word, it was about an astronaut.
Yes,
that
it
called
was.
He and Trump out for lying about Joe Biden stranding them in space or
whatever.
Ay, ay, ay. Anyway, so they did it. They voted. Didn't we just play Trump? Was that a few days ago? We're not going to touch your Medicaid. I'm going to cherish it and love it and kiss it. Date it. Yeah, they did it, Jody. They did it. Understand what's happening. MAGAs are gutting Medicaid, which 60 million Americans rely on to survive. SNAP, which 40 million Americans rely on to eat. School lunch, which 30 million kids rely on. Daily housing assistance, which 5 million families rely on to live. All to cut $4.5 trillion in taxes for 800 billionaires. That's where we are. So can I just say thank you, AOC, for, because I didn't even know, Jody, again, we sort of marinate in this, and I wasn't sure, like, what is this over? And so she just is good at communicating,
yeah.
and telling us what to do and how to mobilize. So she was responding to someone. She said the vote was to start the process of cuts. It will come back for a final vote. There are some chances to slow or potentially stop it. Need constant pressure on the GOP. Focus on GOP swing states and key committees. Energy and commerce is where the Medicaid fight will go down. Ways and means for tax fight. So thank you, AOC,
yeah.
for your, just clarity. So us regular people know what to do or how to mobilize. Because, Jody, I can't imagine there's not going to be enormous pushback on this.
This is ridiculous.
I mean, and this is where, again, we tell them we play the, what we were warned and all, but this is. A lot of people are going to die. By the way, Republicans, they really are that awful T-shirt. All the skulls will be all the dead people. That mm-hmm. This would, I mean, this is bad.
Yes.
This is really bad.
Yeah.
This is, a lot of people will die.
And that's for tax cuts for only about 800 people.
Right. And somebody was saying, as someone that just lost my mom, who was on Medicaid in a nursing home for reasons I won't go into, but someone said, so how does this work now? What do they just wheel people out of the nursing homes and shut the doors? Put them in the street. What are people supposed to do? It's going to close down nursing homes.
Yep.
It's going to cut people off that are on Medicaid. Mm-hmm. It's just barbaric. It's unconscionable. And then at the same time, in today's fascism news, so the White House is just going to pick which media people can ask him questions now, and most of them are far right. If the far right podcaster isn't in his administration, they're going to be in the press room, and those are the only ones that get to ask questions now because it's, you know, springtime for
right.
Yeah. Oh, and we had another near miss at an airport.
Yep.
Everything's normal. Everything's normal.
Springtime for Trump and America.
Okay, yes, in case you missed that one, wow, did you watch it? That was terrifying. A Southwest Airlines plane was forced to abort its landing this morning after a private jet taxied in front of it across the runway at Midway Airport in Chicago. Whatever that guy from the real world is doing with the FAA has got to stop.
Yep.
And they continue to gut the FAA. They just fired, I don't know how many hundreds of people, like, last week. Mm-hmm. And I, you know what, does that, like, a, what's the word? What am I looking for?
I don't know.
Is that a...
Cluster?
It's a tableau for everything that's happening right now, because I'm like, oh, I see the rich person just thought, oh, I'm just going to take off whenever I want.
Right.
I don't know what happened, but I'm like, you literally see the Southwest plane landing, and, they're just like, do-do-do-do-do for across the runway, so we had to take off basically again to avoid, and I'm like, it just, again, I'm not saying I don't know what happened exactly, but it looks, you know, that's like Elon Musk. Oh, no, I'm in my private plane. I can do whatever I want. I don't need to... air traffic controller, that implies you're controlling me. You don't control me. You're not the boss of me. I'm just going to... I mean, and there was another really near miss. Thank God for the Southwest pilot who obviously
saw,
just, yeah, reacted in the moment. But, I mean, this is full-on terrifying. The good news is, here's the good news, America. Our friend Brian Tyler Cohen says, wow, 20-plus Doge staffers just resigned en masse, saying they refuse to use their expertise to dismantle critical public services. We swore to serve the American people. However, it has become clear we can no longer honor those commitments. I hear there is a, you know, low-grade rebellion at the FBI over Dan Bongino being put in as deputy. I can't wait to talk to Bob Seska about that one. But, I mean, yeah, where was I? Hold, please. Talk amongst yourselves. Oh, thank you. Okay. Yeah, it was just chilling. Peter Baker, you know, the reporter, said, having served as a Moscow correspondent in the early days of Putin's reign, this reminds me of how the Kremlin took over its own press pool and made sure that only compliant journalists were given access. I think, who's Press Barbie? Caroline Levitt, the fembot? This could be nine. This is her, they're expanding. They're, you know, this would be like Germany, but the right and the far right.
Right.
Of podcasters, like Goebbels and Goering.
Right.
So everybody. Yeah.
And we want all voices to have that opportunity. And that's why we've expanded the James S. Brady Briefing Room to invite truly legitimate, independent journalists, podcasters, and other media types into that room to cover this president with honesty and accuracy and with real mindfulness of what the American people actually care about.
And we have always been at war with East Asia?
We have.
Okay. Wow. Have you listened to some of the questions from the, you know, these far right, whoever they are, influencers, they're, you know, is he the most historically popular and powerful president ever, or would you blah, blah, blah? Like, that's not what the questions are.
Not a question.
Okay. By the way, God has tweeted, which you need to take a moment when God tweets. He said, you know, want to know how we fight back? Like the anonymous legend at HUD, one act of trolling at a time. It's the thing of Trump kissing Musk's feet. Mm-hmm. And it said, long live the real king. Mm-hmm. And they put it on all the
AI
TVs.
Funny.
Right.
Elon had two left feet.
They had to go literally unplug the TVs because they couldn't get it to stop.
They couldn't figure it out. That's even funnier. I thought he had a bunch of tech bros on his side.
I know. You think
that they could do that, right?
You know how I am. I like my resistance as immature as possible. Cannot get enough of the five things I did last week. Letters to the manager. Can't get enough. What's the other song one? Dragged a comb across my head. Which song is that?
Forget.
Okay.
She snorted.
Has anyone like done the wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald? Anything like that? Because they've done 9 to 5. Uh-huh. What's the I drag out of drag to comb across my head? Which song are we thinking of? You know, you're the singer.
Just because I can sing doesn't mean I know every song.
I know every song. But I'm a DJ and you're a singer.
You should know it better than I do.
Bell's like, I don't know, you only know music from the last century. I know that's something we can agree on, is that everyone loves Bella. We need something to unite around. Bella love. Julie in Seattle. Subject line, Bella's voice is so great. Wow, what great timing and delivery Miss Bella has. A nice laugh, too. She chose her major well, because that voice was made for broadcasting. Yes, but a face for television. Look at
that. Oh, that means so much.
You're like a pretty baby. Plus, her subtle witticisms and her affirmations of your rant points are making me live right now. What's weird is Bella supports Stephanie Miller, as opposed to the comic contrarianism and needling we're accustomed to from Chris, usually wrong, LaVoy. You're finally getting the respect that you're entitled to. Except we can't find that samba without Chris.
Because we don't know where it is.
Why can't we give me the respect I'm entitled to? Like I would get from any stranger on the street.
You just know it, so why?
I know. I don't know them all by.
I think I might have found it, though.
What?
Oh. Why can't you give me the respect that I'm entitled to? Why can't you treat me like I would be treated by any stranger on the street?
I know why.
Because I am not one of your fans!
The acting in our era was very subtle, Bella.
Yes.
Very understated. No scenery chewing at all.
Speaking of Bella, the other thing that we bond over, despite our wildly divergent ages, is White Lotus.
Yes.
You're going to love this. Anna said, this is just a pitch idea. A season of White Lotus about a mid-level bureaucrat who takes a long-awaited vacation to a resort in Mexico, only to discover that she's been named the acting administrator of an agency that's wreaking havoc on the federal government. That's funny.
I like it.
Oh. Who is this? What, somebody Gleason? Who this? Because they're like, who is in charge of?
Yeah. Oh no, they named
Doge this morning. The fembot's like, oh, I'm not going to say that name, and then it, and she's like, wait, what now? I'm the head of what? I think because they're trying to avoid the legal stuff with Musk, right?
Yeah.
And so they're just like this somebody Gleason person over there, and she's like, what? I'm the head of Tesla? Oh, not Tesla. Oh, wait, what? Which Doge? Okay, sure. SpaceX? Which one am I? What a complete and total cluster. I mean, I just Jody, you know what I needed? I needed to go. I know we played a lot of the audio. I texted Joy Reid yesterday, haven't heard back. She's only gotten like 11 billion texts, but I just wanted her to know that we love her. And I did tell her Lawrence O'Donnell did credit me with saving his show. However, that was before it got canceled, I think. So this, we could be up against it. But blast MSNBC. Anyway, tell them you agree with Rachel Maddow that they made a terrible mistake and they could still reverse this. Mm-hmm. I just thought, even her last show, I just took, even like reading, we played some of the sound bites, but just so inspirational, mm-hmm. You know. She said, when you're in the midst of a crisis, and specifically, here, I need this, because she's a democracy. You want to do it. You know it's fun. Come on, do it. It's, you know what this comes from? The Jetsons. Jetson? Jetson, you're fired. It's Mr. Spacely. That's what Doge is all about. You are deliberately defying me.
I am.
No, you're not. Don't leave. No one help me this week.
Care.
She said, when you're in the midst of a crisis, and specifically a crisis of democracy, how do you resist when fascism isn't just coming, it's already here? So what, if anything, can you do about it? This was from her last show, Monday. She said, for one thing, you can try to learn from history, from what people in this situation in countries around the world and in America have done before. And as my friend Rachel Maddow always says, history is here to help. The first rule is to fight back, to never stop resisting. Do not obey in advance, as Tim Snyder put it, even if it's scary or uncomfortable or inconvenient, just keep saying no, or finding creative ways to say no in small ways and large. Thank you, Jasmine Crockett, for doing that every day, right?
Yep.
And to a lot of other great people that are out there resisting. That's why, you know what, let's put the anger where it belongs. There were two Democrats. One of them literally just got out of the hospital, had a blood clot, which flying is scary anyway, but after you've gotten out of the hospital
surprised he was allowed to
Anna Walker and a woman that gave birth a month ago, two Democrats came to vote to save your Medicare.
So they wouldn't let them vote remotely.
Because, again, as we call them, Scoldilocks, scolding Democrats. I get it. We want them to fight. We want them to fight everything. But they did. Not one vote for this, like we said yesterday. So let's place the anger where it belongs with Republicans, because, you know, there are a lot of great Democrats out there. Some I didn't even know. Hang on. Let me give that. 15. Just give me one last one. Representative Melanie Stansberry, mm-hmm. Democrat of New Mexico. Yeah, didn't know her.
Because this is not a budget resolution. This is a blueprint for suffering. Or, as Elon Musk put it over the weekend, the spoils of war. Because these guys don't care how many people they hurt or how many families are going to suffer. It's about power and greed, and the GOP is enabling them. So we will not sit down and do it. We will not support this budget resolution, and we will not give them one
Women's time has expired.
Vote. And yeah. I will not be silent
the gentleman from Massachusetts.
Continue to fight.
Thank you. Thank you and thank you. We have tons of great audio today we'll play for you. Democrats fighting and speaking out. Jim McGovern, Nikki Budzinski, don't know, from Illinois. Chris Murphy, who we play all the time, from Connecticut. Richard Neal from, where is he at? What's MS? Am I thinking?
Mississippi?
I don't know. I don't even know. I have to check. I forget to Google it.
M-O. Yeah, I think it's Massachusetts, but I meant to put MA and put MS.
Oh, you meant MMA.
My bad.
Okay.
My bad.
All right. Governor Pritzker, Jeff Merkley was speaking out yesterday. So we just, you know, we are, take AOC's advice, right? It's target these Republicans. We can stop this. Look at what's happening already. Look at this, you know, rebellion at, Doge. Who let the Doge out? You know what I'm saying? Some of them got out. Right? A mass resignation rebellion has erupted at Doge. Over 20 employees, as I mentioned, including engineers, data scientists, product managers, have asserted they refuse to use their expert technical skills to dismantle critical public services. Thank you.
Doge.
Thank you. Thank you.
Doge.
All right. I know. I'm breaking already. Malcolm Nanskin, Bob Seska, and Carlos Salzrocki, Man Meat Wednesday. This portion brought to you by a cozy earth. Lots of people like to roll around in their cozy up pajamas on Man Meat Wednesday. How? Thinking about, you know, and you, well, you, if you're going to be, if you have a dream about being in a refrigerator with Bob Seska, you'll need the long sleeve. Because. Okay, cozy earth made from viscose from bamboo. That's why it's temperature regulated. It's hot as balls. Not that guy from Doge, but it's hot as balls in L.A. this week, right?
It's been very
like
warm.
80 mm-hmm. every day.
Not right.
No. No, next week's going to be like 60.
Normal.
No such thing as climate change. Woo-hoo. That Cozy Earth has you ready no matter what, right? Long sleeve, short sleeve on my Cozy Earth bamboo pajama set. The sheets, the duvet cover, all of it is just so luxurious. They have giant bath towels. Oh, my God, so soft. I live here in the lap of luxury. I am a lesbian in the lap of luxury. My Cozy Earth collection. 100-night sleep guarantee, 10-year warranty. Get up to 40% off right now. That is fantastic. CozyEarth.com. The code is Stephanie. Don't forget, if you get a post-purchase survey, say you heard about Cozy Earth from Stephanie Miller.
Stephanie Miller, the high priestess of excellent liberal talk radio.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Let me tell you about my new best friends at Native Path. It's made with only type 1 and 3 collagen fibers. These are the two most important types. They make up about 90% of the collagen in your body, found in your cartilage, bones, skin, hair, nails, gut, and more. A lot of other brands use a rainbow of fibers and fillers, but all you really need for maximum benefits are types 1 and 3. Native Path is a single ingredient collagen, no fillers, no additives, no artificial sweeteners, and they third-party test for heavy metals. It also is completely flavorless. I put it in my coffee. You can do your smoothie, soup, you name it. Because Native Path's recipe is a peptide formula, it's more bioavailable, meaning it's absorbed into the body more easily and mixes much better than other brands, no clumping at all. And Native Path offers really amazing bundle deals where you can get 3 and 6 packs at a fraction of the price of other collagen brands, and only available at our special link. GetNativePath.com/Stephanie. Start your transformation today. That's GetNativePath.com/Stephanie.
Look, yo, how do you feel today? Maybe you're a little hungover again, feeling a little embarrassed about a few things? Listen, why haven't you called yet to get help? Man, aren't you tired of feeling this way? So listen, whatever your party drug of choice is, there are ways to get clean and sober, especially if it's messing with your life. Hey man, we all have choices. You can make a choice right here, right now, today, to call the number I'm about to give you and start a brand new life without drugs or booze. I know it's hard to think about this, but imagine how great your life could be. And all it takes is one simple phone call. I've got a team of people standing by ready to check your insurance and let you know what it takes to get clean and sober. Okay, so get ready to save this number, because here it comes.
800-961-2480. 800-961-2480. 800-961-2480. That's 800-961-2480. Paid for by the Detox Treatment Helpline.
Attention. If you suffer from consistent pain in your joints caused by arthritis, overuse, or injury, you may be a candidate for a revolutionary therapy that could revitalize damaged tissue. This approach can provide long-lasting relief from pain in your knees, shoulders, hips, and other joints with no surgery, no drugs, and no downtime. To find out if you're a viable candidate, you may request a free consultation from QC Kinetics by calling 608-384-0897. Instead of masking the symptoms, it goes to the root of the problem to resolve it at its source. Already used by thousands of satisfied patients nationwide, this joint pain therapy is available right now to the public, but only for qualified candidates. Again, to find out if you're a viable candidate for this therapy, you may request a free consultation by calling QC Kinetics at 608-384-0897. That's 608-384-0897.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
The Todd Allbush Show.
Elon Musk putting in so much money that it drowns out other people's voices to decide who our next Supreme Court justice is. Whether or not you're going to vote Republican or Democrat or Schimmel or Crawford, your voice is getting drowned out by Elon Musk, a guy who has no business in Wisconsin. And you don't think that Brad Schimmel is going to be in Elon Musk's pocket? It's going to affect us in Wisconsin.
The Todd Allbush Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Stephanie Miller.
I was just telling my pathetic book signing story from the Bakersfield Business Conference to Bella, Jody. Do you remember that? Lou Holtz, the Notre Dame coach, was he had a line like several miles long.
Right.
And literally not one person asked to.
That's so sad.
Aww.
Should I get in line?
Yeah. Yeah. That was like, I had to give a speech. It was like the longest 20 minutes of my life. There were like six people in the audience that all hated me. With the heat of a thousand white hot
I made
suns.
You sign one for my mother.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And then they asked me to do a Q&A. And most of the questions were, why won't you please kill yourself? Which, you know, they're very nice. They're very, very nice.
Wait. If we leave now, we could get to Bakersfield and redo that. Redo it in like 3 hours.
Oh, you know, the other reason this is relevant now, because Rachel Maddow blurbed this for
she
me.
Did.
She did. Can I just say, I'm still so touched by what she did for Joy Reid and all of everybody, the staff there, she is just a class act. When I asked her to blurb this, you know, Rachel's a little busy. She writes like 75 Pulitzer Prize winning books herself every day. I literally usually just send a chapter when you ask for, you know this, when you ask for a blurb.
Right.
And they wrote me back, her assistant's like, oh, no, Rachel she wants to read the whole book. I was like, she's going to take the time to, and she did, and she wrote an amazing blurb for me. And that's, listen, stand with Rachel Maddow and Lawrence O'Donnell and Nicole Wallace and all the other people that stood up for Joy Reid at MSNBC and put them on blast and tell them to undo that Joy Reid decision. 29 minutes after the hour, Bob Seska next.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. The measles outbreak is getting worse in Texas, and experts are hoping the virus doesn't make its way to Wisconsin because the Badger State is vulnerable, even more vulnerable than Texas. At least 90 people there are now sick. Almost all of them are children, and almost all of them are not vaccinated against measles. Dr. John Brownstein, an epidemiologist who focuses on the spread of illnesses in children.
I'm worried that with the growing increase in unvaccinated kids, that we're just unfortunately seeing the tip of the iceberg when it comes to measles in this country. When you layer a very infectious virus in close quarters with many kids that are unvaccinated, that is a recipe for a disaster.
Wisconsin could be a prime place for that disaster. Only 85% of kindergartners statewide have both doses of the measles vaccine. That's the second lowest rate in the country behind Alaska. If your child needs the measles vaccine, you can talk to your pediatrician or call your local health department. And now for the latest in the Buc-ee's saga. The beloved Southern gas station chain was going to have their first Wisconsin location in DeForest on County Highway V off the interstate. But the 74,000 square foot travel center needed road upgrades to the tune of $15 million. The company said they would cover half that cost, but the village board said they could really only afford about $2 million and they would need help with the rest. In the middle of all these delays, the company announced it would also build a Buc-ee's in Oak Creek near Milwaukee. Well, now the money for that road construction is in Governor Tony Evers' budget. His plan would give $6 million toward the road projects through the state's road improvement program. But of course, the budget has to go through Republican lawmakers first. If that money is approved, it's not really clear which Buc-ee's would be finished first. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
It is going to be mostly cloudy today with a high of 45 this afternoon. The wind out of the south becoming north by midday, 5 to 15. Tonight, 32. Tomorrow, a little breezy. Clouds in the morning, some sun in the afternoon, 42 the high. Then on Friday, partly cloudy and breezy with a high of 55. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp now 37.
March is tournament time, and the Lazy Elf Lounge has your courtside seats. Enjoy the big games on the big screens at the Lazy Elf Lounge. Score big with half-price wings during the tournament games when you dine in. Plus drink specials of Busch Light, Miller, and Bud products. And make a slam dunk with $2 off pitchers during the game. The Lazy Elf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow the Lazy Elf Lounge on the socials and online at LazyElfLounge.com.
The Dom Salvia Show.
You know, Harvey, the seemingly purposeful no action. What's your sense on the leadership in the Dem Party right now, Harvey?
I'm ashamed of them. What did Trump have on all these people?
Yeah, right.
That we get this kind of silence. Will the Democratic leadership figure out that it's their task to start articulating a Democratic, small d, Democratic vision and project that these people can rally behind? Bam.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. Our old friend Trigvi Olsen from the Lincoln Project is here, along with State Senator Sarah Kayeski, talking about a right to repair bill. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Imagine what the Republican reaction would have been if Bill Clinton, Barack Obama, or Joe Biden said, we're going to borrow $4 trillion more dollars for these tax cuts for the wealthiest amongst us. Don't kid yourself. Medicaid, 71 million Americans, Medicare, Social Security, the American people depend upon these issues. I'm stunned that Republicans would borrow $4 trillion to justify tax cuts for the wealthiest amongst us. And by the way, people who aren't even asking for those tax cuts. Their cuts will affect every part of American life, including those who need basic sustenance every day. $4 trillion, and look at the alignment. $1.2 trillion here for cuts, but $1.2 trillion for tax cuts. Oh, let me figure that one out. They are going to cut Medicaid to justify what it is that they want to do.
Representative Richard Neal, thank you. Jody, here's a hint. Who said Stephanie Miller is like ice cream for breakfast or box wine through a crazy straw? Pure pleasure that some people say is bad for you, but you know better. Sexy liberal is deeply, deeply profane, big-hearted, surprising, and it might make you pee your pants a little. Just what you need. Read this book, Stephanie Miller for Everything 2016. Who said that?
Chris Lavoie.
Oh, that is a horrible guess. That was Rachel Maddow who blurbed my book. And can I just say, I love this story. MSNBC stars break the rules with emotional tributes to Joy Reid. And it's worth reading what Rachel and Nicole Wallace and Lawrence O'Donnell said, just for all of us in the resistance and specifically about Joy. And you know what it reminded me of? This big lug. And how he has always been so supportive of me and has done this for me multiple times. I try to do it for him. We try to lift each other up. That's how we take this country back, with this guy, on his big brawny shoulders. Speaking of dreamy, hunky men, why, Bob Seska joins us now.
We interrupt this program to bring you a special broadcast.
You're cute. I love you, Bob Seska.
Where are you coming from?
Bob is calling us from Washington.
You Seska thing.
Go ahead.
Washington, D.C.
Just follow the money.
Hiya, Bob.
Hi, Stephanie. You know what? We should start calling each other in the morning and letting each other know what shirt we're wearing for today's show.
I do actually call you off air. I really do.
Yeah,
like,
that's
you're
true.
One of my,
that's true.
You are one of my, you know, just bright lights in my life, just personally, professionally. I never miss your show.
Thank you.
And I just, you know what, Bob, I think it's worth just, because, again, I really did think of you. I thought, wow, Bob and I have been doing this for each other, what you saw on air for Joy, you know, and that's what we have to do is lift each other up. You know, I love that, you know, Joy lifted Allison Gill up, you know, in her Substack, and Allison Gill lifted up Midas Touch and said, way to go, number one. You know what I mean? Like, that's how.
Yeah.
But anyway, I just, so Maddow said, first of all, I want to say I love you, Joy, and I am bereft that the readout is ending. And then she said, for people, find the people who you respect and love and trust, that's you, make common cause with them, help yourself by learning from them and help them by standing up for them. I think we have to do that. She said, I think in important ways we've failed, but I think it's the right thing to do. And so whether that means joining something locally or whether that means making some sort of unofficial common cause with people in your life you respect and who you are, think people you can depend on, like I feel about you, you've got to join forces. And then Reid said, back to her, no one fights for us harder in this company than Rachel, our fearless leader. And that's what we're saying, Bob, is just her standing up for all the regular employees there, too, who are being treated shabbily, right?
It's such a shame. We just so desperately need Joy Reid in, you know, the trenches with us. And fortunately, I think she's going to turn up on Substack, as many have. It seems to be the avenue of recourse once people are kicked off of cable news for reasons that I can't explain. Obviously, there are people in the executive offices at these networks who are making stupid decisions. Yeah. And you know,
like Don Lemon, like Don Lemon, who's been emailing me recently, and I just loved his thing to Megyn Kelly. He just goes, hey, you know what, you, Megyn, about Joy Reid, because she's just a mean girl. She's, first of all, she calls Joy Reid racist. You got fired for being racist and defending blackface. Joy Reid is not racist. They were, you know, citing her talking about how white women didn't turn out for Kamala. Well, guess what, Bob? White women didn't turn out for Kamala.
They didn't.
She just speaks the truth, and it scares people. 92% of black women turned out. You know, 53%, Jody just Googled, of white women, you know, voted for Trump.
These are people who are so concerned about the definition of what a pronoun is, you know, certain words that you should be able to say, but you can't. And but what they don't understand and they've never understood is the actual definition of racism. And they've been misusing it all this time to kind of create this, I don't know what they consider it to be, reverse racism, where you can be racist against the majority of the population, which is impossible because racism involves, you know, coming from a place of power and punching down rather than
I was just talking about the opposite of that. Mean these maggots were to me in Bakersfield. I went there to speak. And, you know, this is like the other part of Megyn Kelly does not just say, oh, she's the worst person on television. She's the biggest. But then she said, oh, but we won't have her to kick around anymore. So that there's a sadness in that. I mean, that's just a bully. Just F you. You know,
right.
And you'd think, as someone that's also been fired in TV, you'd have a little bit of empathy, as Jane Fonda would say. You know, that's what woke means. Just you give a damn about other people. Yeah, you don't celebrate people's misfortune.
And going back to what you were saying before about all of us sticking together, the old hang together or hang separately idea, you and I come from broadcast. Well, you're still in broadcast radio, but
barely.
There you are on the radio. Wow, that's incredible. But in radio in the old days, and this is what I'm trying to get at, that years and years ago, radio was always hyper competitive, where you never talked about or praised even your colleagues on your own radio station.
That's right.
Much less people on other radio stations. And so, but we're in a different territory now with podcasting and independent media, where it's mandatory that we lift each other up, that we support each other, and you make sure that we're promoting each other.
You know what just came to mind as you were saying is Howard Stern, who, you know, is my colleague here, obviously, at SiriusXM. And that was used to be the whole thing, them all talking smack about each other and, you know, different morning shows. And look at what Howard Stern has evolved into, you know, today, is who was just probably the best interviewer in the country, you know.
Oh, yeah.
A champion, for, you know, the downtrodden. And, you know, he lifts a lot of people up now. He just, you know, he's evolved with the times.
Oh, absolutely. Howard Stern has always had that instinct for where to go as far as reflecting the culture at the moment.
Yeah.
And those of you who don't remember the 80s and early 90s probably don't know about all the funerals Howard used to have for his competition.
Yeah, for the other morning show in town. He'd come to town.
Ask John DiBella in Philadelphia that's like. But we're well beyond that now. And anyone who's still playing that game, they're doing it wrong.
Yeah,
anyone who's
still
like, I'm not going to talk about that other podcaster or broadcaster.
There's room for all of us, and we all win. You know, Rachel said something like that, too, about if we all, you know, watch as one of us after the other gets picked off and you're not standing up for the person. I mean, Rachel just was a model of not just class, but courage. I mean, let me just finish this, you know, what Nicole Wallace said. She said to Reed, I'm going to break the rules the same way Rachel broke the rules and tell you that I love you. You know, more of this, please. She said, the happiest times I've had, not just as NBC, but ever on television, has been sitting next to the two of you. She said, the readout being canceled is like losing a limb, claiming she felt despair. But this is important, Bob. She said, the only thing that chips away at that for me is that despair is the autocrat's tool. It's their most effective weapon. Yeah. It costs nothing. It's easy to deploy. It's contagious. And then it puts in motion all the actions they want. Hopelessness, isolation, exasperation, giving up. And so the reason I will not wallow in what I feel about you leaving is because I think that's what they want. I mean, good for her. Like Jane Fonda said, stay in community, right?
Right. And along those lines, too, I think there's a lot of discontent. Obviously, I'm understating it. We're all angry at the traditional news media for how they miscovered the 2024 election and even earlier than that. And so I'm going back years and years and years. But I think what we should do moving forward now that we've all kind of recovered from the impact of the election, is to support the cable news hosts and programs that are actually doing the right thing.
Right.
We don't have to listen and watch everything on cable news, but, you know, there are still good people on these networks who we should support, and I think that's important.
Yeah, yes.
Otherwise, they're going to get canned, too.
Thank you. I said that. You know, this is the only left-leaning network we have. I don't actually want, you know, MSNBC to go away entirely, so support the shows like Rachel and Lawrence and Nicole and the people that,
you
know, people that are right. I mean, I just think you can't send a message more clearly that Morning Joe has got to go. That's the one that bent the knee. You know, you can't reward the people that bent the knee and fire the person that's been. And also read the room, Bob. This is where the resistance is building everywhere, in town halls, in polling. Like you are absolutely going, what's, as John Candy would say, you're going the wrong way.
Right.
But, and by the way, you're the only boy we're letting in the fort this hour, you know, in the girls' club here. But Lawrence O'Donnell, you know, as we know, is just our, you know, our hero. And he said, I'm going to skip the love stuff. We did that on Saturday. He said to Joy, but he read from her book, again, lifting her up in her great book, Medgar and Merle, who I had her on for that as well. Fantastic. Yeah. And he said, this is the decisive battleground for America. O'Donnell quoted a civil rights activist from the book. And, you know, so anyway, we have great allies everywhere. We just got to stick together.
And it kind of hit close to home with this round of firings in MSNBC because, quite honestly, and I don't mean to make this all about me, but Joy Reid and Alex Wagner were the only two people on that network who ever paid attention to anything I did.
Yeah.
They would routinely mention me on their shows, and I think I've interacted with them a few times on social media. And so that's the kind of outreach that that I think we should appreciate, that, you know, they're not only willing to support each other, but also people who are mid-level podcasters who play fart sounds on the on their shows, you know.
Yeah. I mean, and that's the thing. It's not to say, like, I've been on Ari Melber's show. I'm just not a fan. I honestly, one of the only times I watch is when Katie Fang is filling in. And that's a bad move, you know.
Katie Fang's another one.
By the way, I keep saying I love this weekend show. We have Michael Steele on the show all the time. And, you know, I think Simone Sanders, Alicia Menendez are great.
But
put them in Morning Joe. That's what I've been saying. I'm not trying to say, like, you know, or reconstitute Morning Joy, which was a wildly popular show, and put them in Joy's spot. But anyway, there was some other moves, because I think there's stuff I wasn't. So I'm glad they're still using some of the talent, even though some of them are losing shows. It looks like they're introducing a new trio of co-hosts to anchor on the weekend, 7 a.m. and 6 p.m. edition of the weekend. So Jonathan Capehart will co-anchor the morning edition. Ayman Mohideen will anchor the evening edition. Ali Velshi will expand. And I'm a huge fan of Ali's, as you know.
Oh, yeah,
you know.
Me too. Yeah,
so
he's another one.
That's good news.
I know personally,
Me too. Yeah, I mean, so I'm just trying to see here. So I guess part of the Katie Fang thing, they're closing broadcasting operations in Miami. That's a cost-cutting thing. But she's terrific, Katie Fang, and they really should find, you know.
Yeah, Katie Fang, and much like Joy Reid, they are genuine broadcasters. I mean, they know what they're doing as far as just the nuts and bolts, that they have that spark, they have that talent, that gift for broadcasting, and that's something obviously that you have, and other people we know. Randy Rhodes has that, and John Fugelsang, and certainly Hal Sparks, and that's a rare gift now, where you see a lot of people just kind of doing it because they've got the access to a microphone. But there are some people among us who are just immensely talented broadcasters, and that's something I
respect. Another example. I just saw Randy did Pamela Brown. I think it's because I mentioned it, because they asked me, and it's when I'm on the air. And so they said, do you know anyone else? And I gave them all. I'm like, Randy Rhodes, Tom Hartman, John Fugelsang, saying, do you know Badala? You know, there's
Tom. Yeah,
we
of
have
course.
So much great talent on our side. And so, you know, again, that's how you pass the baton. Just like, no, I can't do that, but these people are all terrific. And, you know, that's how we build it.
I was saying on my show yesterday, they need some sort of umbrella subscription service for Substack, where you can subscribe to a group of shows, because there's so many shows to subscribe to and to support. I'm concerned that maybe it's a little oversaturated. It's to handle. But there was one thing I noticed the other day.
So we had a whole conversation about solidarity, and now you're ready to push some people out of the lifeboat? Is that what you're saying?
No, but I mean, it's a lot of different choices, and a lot. I guess there are enough of us that we can support everybody. But I did notice when I was looking at the Apple Podcast rankings that in the top 10 in the news and politics section of Apple Podcasts, there are only two liberal shows.
Right.
I think the Midas Show and Pod Save America. Those are the only two in the top 10 on Apple Podcasts in the news section. And we got to fix that, because all the rest are MAGA shows. I mean, I think the New York Times is in there, but I'm talking about individual, independent podcasts. And
I have a suggestion. Bob Seska. I never, ever miss it. It's the best podcast in the world.
The Stephanie Miller podcast.
I mean, I keep trying to explain to people, you know, because you're a radio nerd. We're not a podcast. We're a, you know, a national radio TV show that does 15 hours a week of new content.
But there is a podcast version of the show,
But it doesn't get on podcast list because it's paid. You know, the Stephcast is a commercial-free paid podcast. So, yeah.
Right,
oh,
right.
I mean, the stuff we repurpose, the happy hours and the out of the gate.
Oh, yes, that's it.
Yeah.
And then John, I think John Fugelsang also has the podcast version of his show, too. So support that as well. But, this is vitally important that we all rally behind independent voices. I'm not saying that to be self-serving. I don't care if you support my show or not, although that would be great. But the fact is that we need to extend that support to the good voices on cable as well.
Absolutely. By the way, before you go real quick, because you brought this up, thank you to our friend Aaron Rupar. Complete bat lunacy on the president's Truth Social account. Yes, he really posted this ad for Trump.
That's
Gaza.
That's crazy. That is crazy.
Have you seen it with the golden statue of Trump and the gold? And the
And if you notice,
jaw dropping. Even if you feel like your jaw is no longer capable of dropping, right?
Yeah, not a shock. I've already gone through the thing like the Zapruder footage, and I've noticed a lot of stuff. Like there are dancing women in it who also have beards, and then Donald Trump in the very end when he's sitting by the pool with his shirt off with Bibi Netanyahu, Donald Trump has a superfluous third nipple. And these are the things I tend to notice. It's the janky AI.
Can I just say...
And he's so proud of it. Proud of his third nipple.
Our friend John Pavlovitz posted it and said, way to go, all you leftist performance artists. You sure showed Kamala Harris.
Yep.
I mean...
Yeah. Oh, well, there's that, too. I mean, my God. Talk about just walking right into a propeller. The fact is that we all warned people that Donald Trump was going to be a gazillion times worse when it came to Gaza and that crisis there. And here we are. He's going to, I assume, just carpet bomb all of it and start fresh. Yep. I mean, I don't know how he's planning to do this, but it's ethnic cleansing.
Bob, I've gotten the symbol from Bella, which is basically, Grandma, finish your pudding.
Sorry.
It's time to...
Okay.
Done with your pudding.
Fair
time
enough.
To go to bed. Okay, love you. Bob Seska Show, you've got to... I never miss a day. Sexyliberal.com, we love you, Bob.
Love you, bye-bye.
51 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Stamps.com and flexibility and individual liberty.
Very good. You did it.
I stole your act. Tedious tasks like sending certified mail, printing thousands and thousands of tweets and threads. Looking to see if you were paying attention.
Yeah, I heard that.
Everything can be done on your time, not someone else's. Stamps.com simplifies your postage needs, adds valuable flexibility back into your workday, which means you can decide when and where to invest your time. Stamps.com, all your mailing and shipping needs, wherever, whenever, seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. If you sell products online, access all the USPS and UPS services you need to run your business right from your computer or phone anytime, day or night. No lines, no waiting, no traffic. Woohoo! Stamps.com. Use the code Stephanie. You get a 4-week trial, free postage, and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. Stamps.com. The code is Stephanie.
This is too weird, man.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Oh, I know. The state of the world today can make you feel angry, depressed, overwhelmed, like we're going in the wrong direction and there's nothing we can do about it. There are ways you can make a difference and make the world a little bit better. One small but easy thing you can do, switch your phone to Credo Mobile. Credo Mobile is a progressive phone company. Every month, Credo donates to progressive nonprofits like Friends of the Earth, Reproductive Freedom for All, and the ACL. That's added up to over $95 million. Those nonprofits need our help more than ever right now. When you join Credo Mobile, you get all you want from a phone company. Fast, reliable coverage, competitive plans, great deals on new phones. You can even bring your current phone. Switching so smart and easy, and you make a difference. Go to CredoMobile.com. For Stephanie Miller listeners, you get 25% off your service for 2 years if you use the code STEPH25. Learn more at CredoMobile.com. That's CredoMobile.com. Don't forget that code is STEPH25 for 25% off your service for 2 years. CredoMobile.com. Type in the code STEPH25. While we've cleaned up our diets, removed the harsh chemicals from our homes, why are we still relying on outdated remedies for our health? Let me tell you about the highest quality CBD from CB Distillery. They offer natural plant-based solutions for sleep, stress, even post-workout pain that actually work. Get this, 90% of people report better sleep with CBD. That is a big deal if you're battling daily stress. stress or trying to ease that nagging pain after exercise, CB Distillery has solutions for that too. My favorite is the CBD Relief Stick because I'm always overdoing at exercise. Once you try it, you're going to wonder how you ever got by without it. 2 million satisfied customers, 100% money-back guarantee. We trust CB Distillery. You will too. If you're still turning to remedies straight out of your grandma's medicine shelf, maybe it's time to switch to CB Distillery. Right now, save 20% with the promo code Stephanie at CBDistillery.com. That is CBDistillery.com. The code is Stephanie at CBDistillery.com. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Attention. If you suffer from consistent pain in your joints caused by arthritis, overuse, or injury, you may be a candidate for a revolutionary therapy that could revitalize damaged tissue. This approach can provide long-lasting relief from pain in your knees, shoulders, hips, and other joints with no surgery, no drugs, and no downtime. To find out if you're a viable candidate, you may request a free consultation from QC Kinetics by calling 608-384-0897. Instead of masking the symptoms, it goes to the root of the problem to resolve it at its source. Already used by thousands of satisfied patients nationwide, this joint pain therapy is available right now to the public, but only for qualified candidates. Again, to find out if you're a viable candidate for this therapy, you may request a free consultation by calling QC Kinetics at 608-384-0897. That's 608-384-0897.
I'm hungry. What's cooking?
Oh, no, not me. It's your turn.
Oh, we're back to taking turns?
Yes.
Well, how about Sugar River Pizza?
Oh, yeah, now they can cook.
I could really go for some of that 12-hour smoked pulled pork.
Ooh, and some pasta. Mm. Okay, now I'm hungry. Sugar River, here we come.
And they have that great kids menu, too.
We don't have any kids.
Right. That's beside the point. The point is, I'm hungry. You're
hungry. Let's go.
Yes. And we should talk about having some kids.
Get in the car, Bob. Sugar River, Sun Prairie, Verona, New Glarus, and catering.
You know Ignite Glass and Gifts' 3 locations in Madison, but you can also shop igniteglassandgifts.com. You'll find grinders, lighters, collectibles, hand-blown glass water pipes, artistically designed jewelry, and plenty of other items delivered straight to your door or to family and friends. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and O'Dana Road, plus igniteglassandgifts.com.
Stephanie Miller. I'm
a ghost, living in a ghost town. Ooh, scary. I'm a ghost,
living in a ghost town. Here's the tweet. Peter Shankman says, I'm truly curious how this is going to work. Tons of elderly people live in nursing homes that are paid for by Medicaid. Are they simply going to be wheeled into the street with a suitcase and left there? Honestly, how's this going to work? Plus, what happens to all the people who work in those facilities? Have the day you voted for, my friends. Wow. 880, is it billion? Million? I can't even keep track of the cuts to Medicare and Medicaid. It is extraordinary. All for tax cuts for the super rich. And we can, as AOC says, we can still stop it. She said there's some chances to slow or potentially stop it. Need constant pressure on the GOP. Focus on GOP swing states and key committees.
Amen.
So there you go. Let's go to Sherry in Washington State. Hey, Sherry, welcome.
Oh, wow, I didn't even get screened. Good morning, Stephanie.
Well, I'm your screener then. Hi.
I love it. I would call in more often, but I work, you know?
How dare you.
What I want to do is please promote progressive voices.
Yes.
I have been listening to you on my phone for at least 2 decades, I think.
Oh, good.
And it's got the same lineup as Free Speech TV.
Yep.
They did add Rick Smith, who is a great addition
for the
worker bee.
Yep.
Yeah. And so it is really easy to do. And you just put it on your phone and people can have, as Tom would say, the water cooler wars. You can win the water cooler wars.
Thank
you,
Sherry.
Yourself.
Yes. We have a hard break, honey. So sorry. But yeah, and Political Voices Network, Free Speech TV, SiriusXM, lots of ways to spread the word. Malcolm Nance next.
This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
John Peterson and Gordy Young.
On our next show, Seth Taft will join us. He's from the Friends of Wisconsin State Parks.
And we'll be talking to Busted Pencils' Dr. Tim Slecker, what he thinks about the end of public education.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 till 8.
This St. Paddy's Day, if you want a pot of gold, list your home with the Aaron Weber Group, powered by Compass.
Excuse me, kind sir, but it's not Paddy's, it's Patty's, as in Patrick.
When selling or buying with Aaron Weber Group, powered by Compass, you get the best price with updated market reports and instant property value quotes. We like to say that move to Madison is kind of like a pot of gold.
Ooh!
It's the number one site for leprechauns to search for new homes this St. Paddy's Day. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by Compass.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Ukraine and the U.S. reaching an agreement on a framework for an economic deal that would include U.S. access to Ukraine's rare earth minerals. Ukrainian President Zelensky will be visiting the White House and President Trump to talk about it on Friday. Today, the president convenes his new cabinet, not a secretary, but still included in the discussion, Elon Musk. Another near catastrophe at an American airport. This time it was Chicago's Midway, as a Southwest passenger plane almost hit a smaller business jet on the runway. Here's ABC's Gio Benitez.
The Southwest jet making its final approach. The crew aborting the landing feet from the runway. The Southwest plane pulling up. The pilots asking what went wrong. Moments before the near collision, air traffic controllers telling the business jet not to enter the runway. The pilot even reading back the command.
The NTSB is investigating. Funeral services in Israel today for 32-year-old Shiri Bibas and her two young children who were kidnapped and killed by Hamas in Gaza. This is ABC News.